It's Wednesday, the 12th of October, 2005. Only one more day to go until John Peel Day and yet another Misty's gig. I'm Sean. This is Cold Citrus number 12, and I'm going to start with a track for my friend Guy, who recently found one of my old websites. Only took him about 8 years to find it, and he proceeded to give me some very constructive feedback. So, Guy, this is for you. Misty's Big Adventure, of course, with Smart Guys Wear Ties, and that was for Guy. That's taken from the current album The Black Hole, and Misty's have actually got a new single out as well, which came out on Monday. They've released The Story of Love and two extra tracks on that one, and it's available as a download from tunetribe.com. Going to be seeing Misty's tomorrow night, that's the 13th, probably too late for most people, at the Elbow Rooms in Islington, part of a gig being put on there for John Peel Night. Coming up next, if you'll excuse the pun and the language, a bunch of wankers.
You don't need nobody else. When you masturbate, you will always keep your health. When you masturbate, you will never come too soon. Keep on masturbating and send a control to the moon. Search for a place where you can't be found. Be sure there is no one around. Day. masturbating. You won't be afraid of pregnancy when you're masturbating. You can have all the tricks in your fancy when you're masturbating. You will get a smile on your face. Keep on masturbating in it, there is no disgrace. Search for a place where you can't be found. Be sure there is no one around. Masturbation, all you really need is your hands. Masturbation, you don't have to pay for. Masturbation, that's what I call independence. Masturbation, let's have a
another ancient piece of random vinyl, recently converted to MP3, complete with scratches. That was Flash in the Pan from 1983 with Waiting for a Train. Before that, Tiny Creatures from their eponymous album with a track called Git, and that's available on imaginaryalbums.com, and that's track 21 of 26 that you can get there. And first up there you heard Beanuts with Masturbation, and that was taken from the 2001 album Nutty by Nature. Band are variously from Munich and Texas, and they describe themselves as Power Ska. They're not a novelty band despite that track, although one of the vocalists quoted on the website is a guy called Rob Organ. Next up, another piece of digitised vinyl. This time the band's called The Farmers Boys, hailed from Norwich in the early 80s. They were Baz, Frog, Mark and Stan, and at the time they had quite a bit of airplay on John Peel. They're a band apparently that never translated very well to vinyl. They're actually much better live than they were on record. Certainly when EMI got their hands on the band and tried to market them as ABC with Tractors. This is the B-side from a single called Muck It Out, and they in fact had a later single or another bash at the charts with a cover of Cliff Richard's In the Country, and again I think that was the record company meddling. Anyway, this is the B-side of Muck It Out, and it's Funky Combine, John.
cerchi per le vie della città, la via dove va da queste parti, un posto non c'è mai, ma chissà quando, quando dove ti fermerai, vai? Sempre ti porteranno, vai, dove vai, i tuoi passi stanno.
Okay, just heard some music from Norwich, from Paris and from Edinburgh. First of all, Farmers Boys from Norwich and Funky Combine John. And despite that, and despite what I said earlier, not everything they recorded had an agricultural theme. Second track, Jeff in Paris, is part of a street walking soundtrack to Paris that you can download. There are, say, seven tracks on there, and most of them are sort of instrumental ambient pieces, and I think that's the only one that's really got sort of any sizable vocals on it. It sort of reminded me of something else, so I'm going to play a bit of that in a minute and then move on to the next track, which is Purple Skunk, also from Paris. The third track there was Sabutio Pitch Invasion with Nobody's Taken Your Place, and as I said just now, I'm going to play a bit of the track that Jeff in Paris reminded me of, and then fade that swiftly into some Purple Skunk. Oh, I've just realised I didn't mention the name of the Jeff in Paris track. It's called La Via, and anyway, I thought bits of that sounded like bits of this.
just a lonesome spark. There's only one way to mend a broken heart. Teach me how to see when I close my eyes. Teach me to forgive and to apologize. Show me how to love in the darkest dark. There's only one way to mend a broken heart. Take me where the angels are close on hand. Take me where the ocean meets the sky and the land. Show me to the wisdom of the evening star. There's only one way to mend a broken heart. Take me to the place where I feel no shame. Take me where courage doesn't need a name. Learning how to cry is the hardest part. There's only one way to mend a broken heart.
Such a sad affair. I've opened up my heart, oh, so many times, but now it's closed. Others their wine. now, as you turn to leave, you try to force a smile, as if to compensate, then you break down and cry.
Okay, first up there you heard Purple Skunk from Paris, and that was called Cactus Lane, and before that a tiny snippet of Food for Thought by UB40. After that, the Wailing Jennies with Beautiful Dawn, and that was one of the download tracks from the South by Southwest 2005 festival site. And finally, Roxy Music with Bittersweet, taken from the 1974 album Country Life, and that was the one with the two scantily clad women on the front cover, although that probably doesn't distinguish it from any other Roxy Music album, actually. Brian Ferry from Roxy Music was, of course, famous for single-handedly smoking 90% of the world's tobacco output at one time before he gave up. Actually, I made that up. But it does bring me on to the next band, Les Ondes Martinons from Santiago. And on their website, the only real information they give is that 90% of the band smoke Belmont Light cigarettes. I think there are 9 people in the band, so the maths doesn't quite work. But nonetheless, I quite like the track. It's called Estacionara. And that's the penultimate track tonight. And the last one is going to be the Harvey Girls, and it's taken from the new album, The Wild Farewell, although it was also the B-side to the recent single Hazy Heat, and the track is Your Evil Man. That's almost about it from me tonight. Tomorrow night, as I said earlier, going to be seeing Misties, and obviously by the time anyone hears this, I would have already done that. And anyway, at least I'll be able to find out what their cover of Rebellious Jukebox by The Fall sounds like, because apparently that's what they'll be doing as part of this gig, or that's what they told us anyway. This has been Cold Citrus number 12, recorded on the 12th of October 2005, available at coldcitrus.com and also at peteastron.com/radio, and that's it really. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Left hand, right hand, the